It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Heard. You're the Grey Rider. You would not make peace with the Bluecoats. You may go in peace.
I reckon not.
Got nowhere to go.
And you will die.
I came here to die with you.
Governments don't live together. People live together. Governments, you don't always get a fair word or a fair fight. Well, I've come here to give you either one or get either one from you.
I came here like this so you'll know my word of death is true. And that my word of life is then true. And I'm saying that men can live together without butchering one another.
It's said that governments are chiefed by the double tongues.
Hey. Welcome, everybody. It's Two Feathers in the house on the number one listener-supported station on the planet, Revolution Radio. You're listening to the Two Feathers Show right here on Revolution Radio. 13 years, all because of listeners. And first and foremost, I have to give a big high five and a thank you to the listeners. Second of all, which stands right with the listeners, is the management team. I have to give a great big shout out to the management team here at Revolution Radio. Because of the fact that we are moving, they are stepping beyond bounds. They are gone beyond, boy. From what I saw today, I was like, my goodness, boy. Go ahead, Mr. Rogue. Got to give a big shout out to Mr. Rogue, especially. Our tech supporter in the background, moving things around, shaking things up. But we let you know that if you're a business owner and you can find yourself over here to Revolution Radio for a mere $25 a month, you can find yourself with a banner right here on Revolution Radio. Yep. How would you love that? You could. There is so many ways that Revolution Radio, down to this new movement that the management team is putting together, Revolution Radio is about to go really far and beyond and practically into the into the stratosphere, out in space. Man, they taking this station beyond. And I mean, they're going to be reaching many, many platforms. The voices of the hosts are going to be heard in all different varieties of places. And man, what a wonderful time to be alive and be a part of a family of this many years, you know. And I haven't been here all those years, but I've been here quite a few. But it's just great to see the people come together and want to reach out to other platform areas and bring people on to have a listen to what the people of Revolution Radio have to offer, you know, in the way of content, becoming a grand supporter of this station. And then there's, you know, multiple ways of being able to do that. But let you know that if you happen to be listening around the world, we do have an archives that's free to you to listen. And once you get tagged in with our website, www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org, yeah, you find yourself connected. And let you know to shout out to the people in Matrix Chat Room, which we do have. People speaking about a whole myriad of subjects in there. If you find yourself getting signed up to our website and getting connected, you'll find yourself in there getting signed up to that Matrix chat room. And man, before you know it, you'll be tagged up with some of the hosts that goes in there as well. We have cryptocurrency, and I have my little book that's right here. And I wrote down what that Revolution Radio also gets accepts cryptocurrency. And I wrote it down before I left home yesterday. Ethereum is one of the cryptos that we accept. Was at 2,800. Bitcoin was at 51,000. So that was exciting to see. You know, a turn of events, that Bitcoin making a big jump. And, Bitcoin Cash is what we accept here at Revolution Radio. We also accept, you can become a patron. You get signed up, and become a patron. You can give every month or one time donation. You want to give a check and or a money order? You can do that through snail mail to Miss Terry Ackerman. Last name Ackerman, A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N. You can do it that way, and she accepts through snail mail. Her address is on there, on our website. You want to check her out, send her a pretty little card, something with a rainbow, a sunshine, or something. Tell her hello. You listen to Two Feathers, and happen to mention her name, and she'll be glad that you did. And, hey, I tell you what, a lot more people are coming to discover Revolution Radio, man. I'm telling you, we're becoming worldwide, becoming recognized all over the world. I mean, man, it's just a wonderful thing to be signed up and be a part of a station that's reaching out to people worldwide. And I mean, man, we're just going on all host of platforms. It's just, man, it's very exciting time to be alive. And, man, just to hear that I think there's people that are coming to recognize Revolution Radio. You might have heard them speaking about it, like around your area. But I mean, there's people. I'm like all the time when I'm going like to different places. What I'm doing is I'm reaching out to other folks too, and I'm trying to share. And if you happen to be somewhere in the neighborhood of friends or in a little gathering, and you've been with us for a long period of time or a short period of time, whatever, you know, tell people about Revolution Radio, man. It's a it beats that you know, that that mainstream, you know, that we are an alternative media source, that we're unlike that CNN and MSNBC and all these crooked stations that want to make look, they were trying to call Tucker Carlson. Look what they were doing, and that man was trying to bring you know, just journalism reporting, and it's like they one guy I saw on a short clip what was it, day before yesterday, the man asked him, was he anti-American? I was like, anti-American? The man's just reporting. That's all he was doing. And he said, even in that interview with Putin, he was saying that, you know, he left it up to you to and he felt like the man was being sincere, you know, and I did too through the interview. And I want to bring some more content. I'm trying to do some more going back and taking some notes on that interview, because I feel like it's vital that, you know, for the people that, you know, just like they did Trump, you know, still trying to hang him up on the wall. They did the same thing with Putin. You know, they trying to, man, and you got Tucker that's from the U.S. You got Putin that's from Russia. And how can Tucker and Putin be bad, you know, and be, you know, and then we come to discover what they already did to Gonzo Lira and tried to make Tucker be out to be the same thing. You know, these are just action reporters that, you know, leaving it up to you to you know, to, they don't, and it just, you can tell the difference. I mean, this is how fine line this stuff is becoming, people. That in case you haven't discovered that, you need to get on either, you got to pick a side. To me, you got to pick a side, because if you stand on the side of people like what President Trump called it CNN news, fake news. Hell, even when he went on CNN, they still didn't give him a fighting chance. Remember when he told him, he said, he told that lady in the white pantsuit or whatever, told her, said, you're an ugly person. You know, you're ugly. I mean, that's what I'm saying, man. These people, they don't play fair. So the thing is, you can only bring, you know, a fair hand, you know, to a fair fight. But the thing is, they want to be bringing picks and axes and every kind of other thing. And yeah, you are just coming empty handed. You know, you come in to bring the source of information like Revolution Radio does. And you try to put it down and you take away for what you will. So that's what we try to do here at Revolution Radio. We try to give you the source of good information and you take away from what you will. And, you know, you can see that we're not going to be biased in a way of like a MSNBC or CNN, you know, that with the ugliness that they try to, just like Hillary said, those MAGA people need to be sent to re-educational facilities. You know, she didn't say camp. She wanted to be careful of her speaking. But, you know, yeah, pretty little facilities. Did they have coffee and donuts? Man, these freaking people, man. I tell you, man. It's like, boy, I tell you what. And I was watching those Jared Salenti. Boy, that dude has it right on the money, man. Y'all want to go check him out? Boy, he is funny as, man, but he puts it down from the Bronx. And he puts it down, man, just like it needs to be heard. What are you, from kindergarten? So I'm just glad that you all here. If you happen to come listen tonight, I'm glad you're in the house. Because I had a little bit of something. People are playing on us. These people be playing every day with their damn game. Yesterday, I cut on one of the governmental channels. And what do you know? Hold on. I cut on one of the governmental channels and they talking about e-cigarettes. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going far now, people. Freaking e-cigarettes of all freaking things. Yeah, we going far. I jump on an e-cigarette and go out there. I'm going to hook a battery to it. We're going into space. Speaking of which, let's kind of like awaken people up. For the people that's been with Revolution Radio and me too, fellas, you know how I'll get you checked in to you know, what is reality, right? Got to give you a lot of that reality. So check this out. So it says, space is no longer the final frontier. Reality is. Okay? It says, upcoming release, March 2024. It's space is no longer the final frontier. Remember that? Star Trek? Globalism is a replacement ideology that seeks to reorder the world into one singular planetary unistate, ruled by the globalist elite themselves. The globalist war on nation states cannot succeed without collapsing the United States of America. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? And Sergeant Miller and I, was shout out to Sarge tonight, keep it between the lines. We were just talking about that the other night, how they, we was talking about Victoria Nuland. Y'all know that name, very familiar, huh? Yeah, talking about we need to, you like, they want to, they can't see nothing less than taking over the whole world. They said until it comes to like a democratic statehood, to where they see that it's all being ran to their like, right? Democratic state to where they see fit. They you know that day, but you got how I said they want to. And you just notice, how I just said collapse in the United States of America. Or that, look, the globalist war on nation states cannot succeed without collapsing the United States of America. You see, that's why they could stand old Trump. Or that Joker was a nationalist, boy. Why do you think they're trying to take down Putin? Because he's a nationalist. He's part of his nation statehood. You know, they don't want to turn D.C. back into a statehood. You notice that? Give it back to the people. You know, we're having the hardest time because we got the Don freaking sitting up in the Senate with his bifocals on. In the House. And sitting up there trying to run the whole show like a big Don. You know? And they're just constantly, it just seems like that they're trying to overtake the United States. And just watching Sergeant Miller sent me that little State of the Union address with Trump. And you can see Nancy Pelosi's face in the background, like just so in disgrace. And I was like, man, that was the wrong person to be sitting back there at the time, man. That's a shame. Should have FIR and told her, just like on his The Apprentice show, he should have turned around and told her, you're fired. Right when she ripped up that speech, he should have just turned around and told her that. Should have told her, you're fired. Because, I mean, man, you can tell who's for America and who's not. Because, look, our country, just like Gerald said, they running this freaking country in the ground as far as they can get it. You know, and then the only, like he was saying, that the only thing they can do to make this country better is more war. You know, does that sound right to you? Does that sound like, they pro-American? No, that sounds like, and then he put it down with someone he was on a live video chat with, and he was telling them that how in the world can America be sitting here trying to say that call the kettle black, calling Iran being a proxy to this Yemen strike, right, having a proxy input, when we're sitting here having two proxies of our own. So how in the world can you see what I'm saying? It just like it goes right over the American people's head. Why is that? Because they got mainstream media. You see, they control all the media. And they just like, oh, yeah, this is Putin bad, Trump bad. Everybody that's, pro-American bad. You know, make America great again bad. You know, we're just all bad. I was just like, man, come on, man. We can't all be freaking bad here. I mean, something we got to be doing something good. We are doing good. We're trying to take these freaking people out our damn way. You know, and then that's what it is, ordinary to have a country. And that's another thing. I wanted to, like, kind of elaborate on what was being said the other night about this minimum wage we had heard. I wanted to just kind of interlude here for a second, if I may. And this is not against any of the hosts, anything that was commented on. I'm just trying to put down what I came to me yesterday that I remembered from not yesterday, not from last year, not from 2 years ago, not from 5 years ago. This might have been from 10 to 15 years ago I heard this, okay? So we're just going that kind of range, timeline, okay? So I just wanted to say this, okay? The talk of the town was, should minimum wage be $50 an hour, okay? Now, here's my take on that. All right, now here, this is my from my research, okay, that I'm saying that 10 to 15-year thing, this is what I remembered that it came back to me, okay? Now, I just wanted to like, kind of put that out there because my feelings and what I had done my research on to be an exact part of the research of the question that was asked the other night to Two Feathers. So I just kind of wanted to re-elaborate what was brought back to my attention that I remember from all those years ago. Okay? So they said that if you were working back in the 80s, okay, and that's why I had made that statement, that if you were working back in the 80s, and then that came back to me yesterday, from the research 10 to 15 years ago, they said if you were working back then, make a minimum wage, you should have been making, now this is from 10, 15 years ago, right? You should have been making $85,000. Now, what that is on an hourly basis, you know, cost of living and inflation rate, what that is on an hourly basis from back then, I'm not talking about now. Now it's got to be more. But back then it was saying it should have been $85,000 if you want to make a minimum wage. So that's, I'm just saying, that wasn't me making those figures. That's just what I had done my research back then and remembered seeing what they had said back then. So just to put it out there, I don't know what that is. Imagine what it is today. Now you see why the system is. Because here's the kicker for the education part of where we can all get into the, you know, the settlement of the mindset. We can settle it in our minds that if they would have did this cost of living and inflation adjustment to what I'm stating right there, and if they would have kept up with that along the way all these years. You see? But they held back. I'll just give you a perfect example of my own situation, okay? Just like I had stated here live on Revolution Radio, we waited 3 years to get a raise in my company. They gave us a one-year raise in 3 years. I'm sitting there all optimistically and, you know, thinking we're about to get this big jump. I could go out and get me a newer vehicle, right? Driving like damn near, I forget how old it is, close to 17-year-old vehicle, I think it is. Let's see, 10, 20, 4, 14-year-old vehicle. I'm driving a 14-year-old vehicle trying to keep this thing running. So they come up and they give me a $10 a day raise at $50 a week. Now, what am I going to do with that? So, that's what I'm saying. We waited 3 years to get. Now, does that sound like it keeps up with the cost of living and inflation raise? And they were amplifying the hell out of it yesterday when I saw people were talking about these housing costs, these automobile costs, even these EV vehicles, all this stuff, man, this is so far out of range. I'm looking at these new vehicles, brand new. Man, these things are freaking, $60,000 and $80,000. Now, I could go out. I'm glad I've got that $50 raise a week. I'm going to go out and get me one of those. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying, that if they would have been taking it from the perspective of what I'm saying, of way back then, if they would have kept up with the inflation and cost of living raise, I think that the salaries would be correct today. Prices, you know, the economy would be adjusted to, you know, what the people's income is. I think all of it would have worked out. But then we got all, you know, we can fund these proxy wars. We can give immigrants coming into the southern border $2,200 a month, where people on Social Security deserve only $1,400 a month. I mean, you see what I'm saying? It's just like we could do those things, and we could continue to load up $40,000 bombs and shoot them out like out of planes, like the M&Ms of a Starburst or something, you know? Yeah, we could just shoot them a taste the rainbow, you know? They could just shoot them out. Just shoot them out these planes like they're nut, like they're candy. Then it's just like the people don't deserve anything to keep up with the cost of living and inflation rate. Right here, born and raised in this good old U.S. of A. So let's take down the United States of America. Yeah, that's what they want to do. Yeah. The long-term strategic attack plan moves America incrementally from constitutional republic to socialism to globalism to feudalism. The tactical attack plans use psychological, informational, asymmetric warfare to destabilize Americans and drive society out of objective reality into the madness of subjective reality. The primary target of the globalist predators is America's children. How you love that? What is reality? Objective reality, the world of facts. Hold on. Objective reality is the world of facts. Subjective reality is the world of feelings. Do you see the two? The difference? Objective reality is the world of facts. Subjective reality is the world of feelings. Objective reality is the fulcrum of human sanity. That's your human sanity right there. Facts. World of facts. The foundation of ordered liberty in our constitutional republic. Right? So the objective reality is the fulcrum of human sanity, the foundation of ordered liberty in our constitutional republic. Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan famously remarked, quote, "Everyone is entitled to his own opinion, but not to his own facts," unquote. Oh, no. Opinions are based on feelings. Facts are based on actuality. Feelings are not facts. Okay? So the ideological... So who are they to say because we have an opinion and they say that it's based on feelings? How can they know that our opinions are not based on our facts? You know? Based on feelings. Yeah, because you know what they try to do with that little statement right there? They'll probably say, okay, well, your opinion doesn't matter. You know, even though you've done your homework and your research, our facts overrule your feelings. You know, that's the mentality that these affluent people are trying to have upon you, thinking that you don't have a say in society, and that's not right. You know, just to say, just to basically just put it, I'm just running it down to where you got to watch how these people play on, you know, speech, how they saying this. Everyone's entitled to his own opinion, not to his own facts, you see? So why not? So their opinions might come at you with trying to sound like they're factual, but then they might slip some opinion on you that might be part of their feelings. How do we know? Yeah? Feelings are not facts. Man, get the freak out of here with all that. Ideological moorings of ordered liberty require consensus on what is real. This is no small matter. Language is based on such consensus. Laws are based on such consensus. Without agreement on what is real, there is no societal order. Only chaos. It is for this reason that globalists support the leftist culture war on America. You don't say. And it's attack strategy to replace factual. Objective reality. You see how they want to attack that? It's attack strategy to replace factual. Objective reality with subjective multiple realities based on feeling. And boy, I tell you what, they probably use something like CNN to grasp a hold of your feelings and using that objective. You see how they can do that? That's why we try to say right here on Revolution Radio, if y'all watch CNN news, it's okay to glance at it, but then recognize how you gotta catch yourself, because you'll be caught in a trance. You see, by going down that wormhole. And then, before you know it, they call it Putin bad. They tried to say that Tucker, that we're about to give you breaking news. Tucker plugged in his USB port in a restaurant in Russia. You see? All of a sudden, that became like news to them. You know, and we're supposed to sit in huh? Hurry up. Change that station. Change it. We're going into a trance. Oh, Lord. It's a Canadian biological psychologist, Dr. David Nussbaum, captures the multidimensional destructiveness of the attack on reality in his precise, unambiguous, and succinct. Definition of woke. Woke is a culturally acquired disorder denying reality in any fashion that will undermine traditional Western societies, values, and positive identity to help destroy them from within. David Nussbaum, quote, quote unquote, personal communication, July 2023. I discuss what I call humanitarian hoaxes in my 2020 release, the book of humanitarian hoaxes, killing America with kindness, quote unquote, kindness, a humanitarian hoax is, the deceitful tactic of presenting a destructive policy as altruistic. The humanitarian huckster presents himself as a compassionate advocate, when in fact he is the disguised enemy. Hoax 23, in my book, discusses, quote, the humanitarian hoax of multiple realities, unquote. Hoax 23. In a book called The Humanitarian Hoax of Multiple Realities. The leftist, I guess it's like this is something that might be out of the book. The leftist culture war on America is attacking the ideological strivings and ideological moorings of ordered liberty by attacking its most basic requirement, consensus, on what is real. My article, quote, Birdman and Reality Revolution, unquote, exposes the leftist attack strategies seeking to replace factual, objective, seeking to replace factual, objective reality with subjective multiple realities based on feelings. Are based on feelings. This is how it works. So Tom, a 30-year-old, 6'2" white male, feels like a 50-year-old, 5-foot Asian woman named Tyann. Right? Shall society accept Tom's self-identification as Tyann? Existing laws in society are based on a consensus of what is real. Conservatives insist that Tom is a 30-year-old, 6'2" white male, no matter how Tom feels. The left demands that society accepts Tom as the 50-year-old, 5-foot Asian woman, Tyann. Tom is Tyann because Tom feels as if he is Tyann. The left is demanding that Tom's feelings be accepted as fact. What if Tom self-identifies as George Soros? Would Uber leftist George Soros accept Tom's self-identification and allow Tom to live as the actual George Soros? I think not. What is instantly apparent is that the leftist demand for society to accept self-identification as fact has serious limitations and convenient self-serving exclusions. The hypocrisy of the self-serving exclusions is obvious. If Tom can be Tyann in a ladies' bathroom, why can't Tom be George Soros as the bank? At the bank? That's a great point, huh? If self-identifying is not universally applicable, why is the left so insistent that it become normative? If you want to know the motive, look at the result. The goal of the radical leftist campaign to have feelings accepted as facts is the humanitarian hoax of multiple realities designed to disrupt our ordered liberty. As described in my article, quote, The Mathematics of the Culture War on America, unquote. And I might click on that. It's in red. I might click on it a little bit. If the left can shatter the reality-based foundation of language and laws, then it has succeeded in shattering our ordered liberty and the morality that supports it. The laws that govern Western society by mutual consent reflect a reality-based consensus on what is right and what is wrong. In America, it is both illegal and morally wrong to impersonate another human being. That is because in our ordered society, each individual owns his selfness and the rights to his own property. Our founding fathers dreamed a society consistent with psychiatrist Lyle Rusatier's Nation of the Innate Bipolar Nature of Man. His individualism and his need for mutual consent. Dr. Rusatier's theory on the nature of man, discussed in Hoax 21, quote, the humanitarian hoax of collectivism, unquote, affirms that unless a man is living on a desert island by himself, his survival requires mutual consent for living with others on the island. So it is in modern society. Harmonious living requires both individualism and mutual consent. The most basic requirement for both is ownership of oneself and one's property. Collectivism denies ownership of oneself and one's property and is, therefore, inconsistent with the fundamental nature of man. Hang one second. Collectivism awards all ownership to the state. The collectivism being sold to America by humanitarian hucksters avoids the inconvenient truth. It distinguishedly promises egalitarian social justice and income equality. But without individualism and mutual consent, there are only masters and slaves. That's why you had that guy from that country was saying that collectivism, that they go up there and, you know, clean each other's toenails up there at the WEF. They're not doing anything for their people, you know, and it's the truth. It's just making people that have this creative minds, you know, that it's like downplaying creativity in all of our countries. It's just making everyone more poor and poor. Even people of the upper stature, you know, they're realizing that it's not doing anything for mankind. Them meeting up at the World Economic Forum every year and just smoking cigars in the fat room and after having T-bone steak or whatever. It's not doing anything for the humanity. It's not doing anything. Case in point of what I was trying to make about wages. No? I mean, come on, people. The globalist dream of a one-world government, right, cannot come true without first destroying America's consensus on what is real. Man, they want to destroy you, America, and what you think is real. How you love that? Yeah. Without first destroying America's consensus on, you know, because we all think that we have a consensus on what is real. They want to put that to sleep. You know? They trying to destroy that. English aristocrat Lord Bertrand Russell, member of the globalist political elite, detailed the shameless strategy, in his shocking 1952 classic, The Impact of Science on Society. Yeah, because see, a lot of people trust the science. Yeah, you trusted that jab, didn't you? Yeah. You see, people trust that damn science, but I bet you they're not quick to go get that next one where Bill Gates said it's going to get their attention this time. Yeah, that's kind of scary when you think about it, huh? But that joker's wanted in other countries, huh? Yeah, you see, you trust the science, everything trust the damn science. And they said, we're like one big freaking lab rat. You see, our countries, as long as we let these people continue to do what they do, they're going to keep doing their evil. Yeah, yeah, the impact of science on society. See, that's what they do. They try to keep using science on us as a society. That's why you go outside during the day. And I'm sure there's somebody up there that can stop all that damn aerosol spraying, chemtrails, all that kind of stuff. You know, that people could, you go outside in the morning time, boy, look at all blue skies, pure blue, not a cloud in the sky. You go, whoa, man, I'm gonna give me a cup of coffee. Come sit out on the porch. You come back a half hour later because you had to, you know, pick up the trash from the kids or the toys or whatever. You finally get to that cup of coffee. You come sit out on the rocker. Wait a minute. What's all them streaks in the sky? Oh, yeah. That's a damn two feathers talking about that science, huh? Those chemtrails. Yeah, using that science on society. Yeah, we're like, damn, it was just blue skies when I went in. Yeah, well, you don't think Sergeant Miller and I knew that too? When we were making that strong delivery on that morning, delivering to the Raising Cane's, we go in, we stop at the stop, it's all blue skies, we come back out, look like tic-tac-toe in the sky, they look, they were picking it, like they should have went in, they went in behind the sky and picked a colorful plane, and they each had a color of their own, and they were X marking the spot and putting zeros and circles in another. And before you know it, the whole freaking sky looked like a big tic-tac-toe and across an X and every all kind of stuff, man. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. We were just looking at blue skies. Why the sky's all gray now? Yeah, you see? It's on society. To this for years, you know? This is what we try to awaken people to that come have listened to this station. You see? So, so then, you know, we got to, we don't want America thinking factual information. Don't want them listening to Revolution Radio. So, yeah, we want to do, had a joke of 1952. You know, it's a classic, baby. Yeah, the impact of science on society. Yeah, bring in Uncle Billy Gates, you know, come bring it in his lab work with Dr. Fauci. Yeah, come in and bring this evil scientist, all these evil scientists, and yeah, upon society, come give you that good stuff into your vein. Make you flop like a catfish. And yeah, you see? Boy, they make it good, don't they? Science on society. Trust the science. Trust the science. Education should aim at destroying free will. Damn. Attack education, too, while they at it, huh? That's why they brought in that new freaking curriculum, huh? They brought in, let's attack education, huh? Go after the curriculum. Common core. Yeah, just to screw up everything, huh? Yeah, we always had scientists, people that study the stars. We had mathematicians. We had history buffs. All of these veterinarians, doctors came out of the old system, but let's bring in that common core. Yeah, where the hell did that come from? And we allowed it to come in. We should have kicked them right back out the damn door. Get the freak out of our country. Just like Putin did whenever he kicked out the Federal Reserve. Said education should aim at destroying free will so that pupils, thus school, will be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking. What? Will be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking. Good night of mighty. Are acting otherwise than as their schoolmasters. Yeah, oh, master. Oh, boy, look, man, this is some real stuff. Do you hear me? without thinking with the rest of their lives. Yeah, that must be why they call them indoctrinating centers. And why they wanted to put 100,000 Marxist communist professors in our American colleges. So they could just make these kids incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than as their school masters. Did you get that? I'm not the writer of the information. I'm just a messenger. So you shouldn't hate me because I'm putting it in me. Would you like a cup of tea? Well, that damn two feathers is making it sweet, ain't I? You got some sugar? Here you go. Oh, boy. It gets real here at Revolution Radio. I told y'all. I don't give two feathers this real information like this, boy. You know I'm going to come with it. Oh, boy. Yeah. But you like a cup of tea. Yeah, they don't want you to be like this. Look, they don't want the kids thinking otherwise, huh? Like the school masters would have wished. Influences of the home are obstructive. this is why they call them indoctrinating centers, because then what they do is they go out and they become little Marxist commies themselves when they go out in society, how they keep enslaving their young people underneath them or something, you know? This is how they do it. This is how they did back in the old days, the cotton gin days. They just passed down the wealth from father to son. And this is why we never had adjustable inflation and cost of living that kept up pace with society and just kept people enslaved. This is why this is not made right, you know? And we sitting here being mind raped to the fullest. Let me shove it in one ear and let it come out the other. You know, that believing that people that entertain you deserve more than a working class individual. And that's not right, folks. I don't give a damn however way you look at it. So if you were living back in the 80s, if you didn't get it, and then you adjusted for the cost of living inflation, you should have been making $85,000, and that was years ago. So you see? So it just has to be some damn equilibrium here. But now we just want to keep being mind raped and believing that we don't want you thinking like the school masters. You see? Want you to keep being mind raped. You see? And believing that we should keep creating these little Marxist commies, you know, then that's the way that they should keep doing it. And then think that this thing is going to be okay. But it's not, because you will be shown, and it's still coming. In the two feathers world, the world that you not think of is still coming. So just stay tuned. This thing is getting really, really good in my book. So, and they don't want you, you know, they don't want the kids thinking like the schoolmasters would have wished. The influences of the home are obstructive. And in order to condition students, yeah, you see that? They want to condition the students versus set to music and repetitively intoned are very effective. It is for a future scientist to make these maxims precise and to discover exactly how much it costs per head to make children believe that snow is black. There you go. Snow is black. It's not white, it's black. Yeah. When the technique has been perfected, every government that has been in charge of education for more than one generation will be able to control its subjects securely without the need of armies or policemen. Okay? So the first step in the sinister, you notice that word, huh? Sinister, the first step in the sinister effort. Yeah, boy, I tell you, man, it's some good stuff, huh? Yeah, they're making sinister efforts now. If you haven't noticed what type of system you're in a sinister system. Yeah. So the first step in the sinister effort to make people believe that snow is black is the acceptance of multiple realities. Okay? So we're going to give you multiple realities. The acceptance as real that Tom is really Tyann. There you go. Tom is Tyann. So they convinced a lot of people of that, huh? With the LGBTQ community. So Tom can be Tyann, but he can't be George Soros. Why not? Multiple opinions, multiple experiences, and multiple perspectives can be debated in a free society. They don't want you free. Oh, no. They don't want you free. That's why they're trying to take down these different countries, you see? They don't want you free. They want to keep you under that Marxist communist regime. Yeah, they trying like hell, boy, but more we need to fight back. So multiple perspectives can be debated in a free society, but without an accurate reference to test reality, there is only madness, chaos, and disorder. America is split between those still insisting upon a standard of objective reality and those demanding subjective reality. Freedom and ordered liberty require the infrastructure of objective reality. The book of humanitarian hoaxes, Killing America with Kindness. Oh, that's the music. Hey, you're listening to the Two Feathers Show. Come on back, baby, baby. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Back, everybody. It's Two Feathers in the house. Glad to be with you all tonight, and praise God, man. I tell you what, I'm just glad to. I'm feeling better, little by little. Boy, my stomach was hurting some bad earlier, but not too bad, but bad enough. But I tell you what, I'm just getting over the 2-day flu that I had to hurry up and try to get rid of. Pretty much. Take care of myself, you know, don't do no crazy junk out here, you know, on the weekends, anything, just mostly try to stick to those home goals, you know, when you're off of work. So just steadily trying to get it all the time. If I'm not at work, I'm at work at home. So, hey, sometimes you gotta slow down, man. It just takes a toll on you, but I try to keep going. Listening, sound like my voice ain't even all the way back either, but doggone it, I'll be trying like crazy and bring this source of great information to you right here on Revolution Radio, the number one listener supported station on the planet, 13 years and running, all because of listeners. 100% listener supported. And also, if you happen to be a business owner, and we're finding more and more people are finding their way over to Revolution Radio for a mere $25 a month. They say, hey, I can swing that. You get a banner right here on Revolution Radio. How you love that? Man, what? You can't beat that. Come on, people. You can become a patron. Give every month if you like. A small donation or one-time donation. It's all good. That we accept crypto. We have an archive that's free. You can go check that out while you get on our website. But man, look, we stepping up. We stepping up our game. We're about to reach out to a whole host of platforms. Revolution Radio, I have to give a big shout out to Mr. Rowe, part of our management team, Mad Painter, Miss Lady Horse, aka Lady Horse, Miss Terry Ackerman. Miss Willow, all of them out here on Revolution Radio, management team, our hosts, a lot of our hosts, all of our hosts that's here at Revolution Radio, between you, the listener, our hosts, the management team, I think all together we grab hands, we hold hands because we love this source of information being brought across the airways because it's unlike that mainstream media. And you have to admit, it really is. Especially when you hear old Joker like Two Feathers come on there. I'll be putting it down like in a crazy way, but look, you suck it up because you know it's good and the flavor is, it's like one of those strawberry blow pops, huh? You be licking on that joke and you know there's some good flavor on the apple, the sour apple lollipops, huh? That'd be good, boy. You get to that gum and you got some of that flavor, that lollipop with that gum at the end. Oh, that's how that Revolution Radio is, boy. You chew that together. You're like, man, those people there, man, look. They my kind of people. But we're just glad to be here with you, and I'm glad that you're here with us. And, you know, we consider you like family or friend. Hey, either way, you're family and friend. How you love that? So, yeah, head on over to our website, www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. Have a look around. We're just glad you're in town. So come on and get on down. Yeah. Don't have a friend. So we were talking about this space is not the final frontier. No, guess what is? That space between your ears. And they're trying to attack that. Yeah, that's why they try to attack our free speech. And I keep wanting to amplify that because I have to keep amplifying that and putting it on the front burner because that's what they try to do. They try to attack us in between our ears, the psychological, the way that they try to bring it across. And that's why I enjoy when I get information like this. Oh, I tell you what, and I still want to go back and bring some of that good stuff like the Club of Rome, you know, and talking about the black pope and black robe pope and the white pope and all of that. Yeah, the Marxists, whatever they called them. Yeah, I got that right here with me, too. I got all that information. Look, I wanna try to keep on abreast of this stuff, man, because, look, it has to be brought, you know, because, hell, I didn't know this stuff in my history. You know, we wasn't taught this stuff. So, you know, this is why I keep trying to keep this stuff like abreast and keep it afloat because we all need to learn this stuff together. And, you know, you want to know where you at in your reality, keep coming back to Revolution Radio. We're going to put you right in your timeline, right where you like, man, I'd like to know where I'm at in my timeline. Oh, but thank God I listened to that Revolution Radio. Oh, boy. They're joking me putting it down, and man, I'm glad I listened to them because, look, it awakened me to my timeline of where I'm at, time to hell. Because we do. This is what we do. But, man, I'm still trying to gain my energy, man. Y'all just don't know. I took a multivitamin early. Still trying to bounce back from this flu, man. Look, it wasn't no COVID. But, man, just like it beat you down, boy. And look at Two Feather be trying to stand. I think like I said, they had to take me down standing. Just like I know you all, you patriots out there in the world, I know they had to take you down standing up. That's why you come to that patriot station, Revolution Radio. So, yeah, we're talking about the space is not the last frontier. Talking about that space in between your ears. It says, this guy wrote this book, huh? The Book of Humanitarian Hoaxes, Killing America with Kindness. Yeah, that's what they try to do, too. They might try to kill us with kindness, huh? In a way of making us subjective to what they want us to be subjected to, huh? Ain't no time to coming in deceiving many. Coming in deceiving this boy, look. They'll give you the Super Bowl. And you'll just gobble it up. Oh, boy. Yeah, buddy. I was just sharing that with my brother-in-arms, Sergeant Miller. Yeah, Mr. Freeman. I y'all go check him out on YouTube, Mr. Freeman. Yeah, he got multiple videos, man. He'll definitely give you a little wake-up, too. Check him out. A cartoon character. So it says, the Great Reset is the greatest humanitarian hoax. Huh? ever conceived, the Great Reset. It is globalism stupefying war on humanity. And you see, Great Reset is globalism stupefying war on humanity. That's why they want a global this and global that, huh? And they got a war on us, man, around the world. And all of these governments that play into this bull crap, they ought to be the damn shame of themselves, man. Not trying to help their people that they were given to a system of ways of someone like a Yuval Harari thinking we all hackable. And he said, how you do that? How you find out how people are hackable? He said, you stack that information and on social media. That's how you do it. Trying to build cases against us like we need to be surveilled. Since 9/11, under the Patriot Act, we should be surveilled. No, they should be surveilled. I don't care if they call it a FBI, CIA. They need to go to hell, these people. I don't give a damn who these damn people. They God, nobody died and made these people God. They're not my damn God. You know, and I know they ain't, you know, they're not you all's God. You know, these people are sorely mistaken in thinking that they can control our speech. We are born with these inalienable rights upon our birth. That these people cannot shut us down no matter what. This is why we must stand. And we got to stand together because you know why we must stand? Because we are the Achilles tendon to the New World Order. When we stand together. There you go. I said it. Yes, I did. And they don't like it. You see? Yeah, it's globalism stupefying war on humanity that requires psychological regression to succeed. There you see? That's what they want to do, psychological regression to succeed. But boy, when we come together as a humanitarian, a human race, and we stand together, we become an Achilles tendon to this damn New World Order, globalism system that they're trying to put us under. And they just call it the Great Reset, you see? Yeah. Regression to succeed. They need that psychological. Get us under because we're one big freaking psychological study. You big lab rat. Are you getting it now? Or should I put you back on the hamster wheel? The psychological warfare subdues the enemy without destroying the physical infrastructure of society. So if I give you a pretty hamster wheel and I keep letting you run on it, you're enjoying yourself, okay? Well, I'll put your little water bottle right there. Don't worry. You want it colorful too? Without destroying your little hamster house, you see? What it says, psychological warfare subdues the enemy without destroying the physical infrastructure of society. You see? Yeah. Psychological warfare. There you go. Let me back that up and underline that. Psychological warfare. Put us under science. Trust the science, huh? Yeah. They'll use that psychological. Taking over your mRNA, your DNA, try to think of what somebody said that they got the first chip in their brain and all of that. Yeah, they wanna know how you even your nerve actions and all of to certain things that you're thinking about. Oh, I tell you, they going at every turn. Can I be first? Can I be second? You know, that's what people are probably saying. Can I be second to put a chip in my brain? I'm telling you, man. Ain't no damn telling what these freaking people would do, man. And if people fall under that crap, want to put a chip in their arm, their right hand, and chip in their brain, and man, goodness gracious. And it's not bad enough they want to do psychological warfare on you without even destroying your infrastructure of society. They don't want to destroy you, you know, you all around you. Yeah, they just want to take over your psychological. That's okay. Well, we can make you flop like a fish if you want. It says it replaces brute force with mind control. There you go. I'll just give you a pretty little chip. Would you like that in color? We'll just take over. We won't use brute force. Well, sit down right there. We got a color. What color lollipop would you like? We're going to beat you up. But we're going to give you your own little colorful mind chip. You don't mind that, do you? Nah, I didn't think we had to force you. Yeah, we'll give you any color lollipop that you like. Come on, little Billy. You're looking pretty good in those brand new shoes you just got. So, it replaces brute force with mind control, shattering consensus on what is real by denying the existence of objective reality. So, about this author, this Linda Gouts, Goudsmith, is a devoted wife of Rob, and they are the parents of four children and the grandparents of four. She and Rob own and operated a girl's clothing store in Michigan for 40 years before retiring to the sunny beaches of Florida, a graduate of the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. Linda has a lifelong commitment to learning and is an avid reader and observer of life. So is Bill Gates. She is the author of a philosophy book, Dear America, Who's Driving the Bus? Kind of sound like the never like riding with the devil because he always wants to drive, huh? Yeah. So Dear America, Who's Driving the Bus? And its political sequel, the book of humanitarian hoaxes, Killing America with Kindness. Come sit down in the corner and we'll give you the nice little lollipop. Along with numerous current affairs article features on her website, Linda Goud, G-O-U-D, Smith, SMIT.com. Linda Goudsmith.com. And Goudsmith.pundicity.com. PUNDICITY.com. The Collapse in American Family. Man, she was all into that, huh? Collapse in American Family. From bonding to bondage. Yeah, because the family's about bonding, right? So, the Collapse in American Family. From bonding, ING, to bondage. B-O-N-D-A-G-E, in her forthcoming book, Space is No Longer the Final Frontier. Reality is complete. Linda's quadrangle of insightful books that connect the physiological, philosophical, ideological, and political and psychological dots of globalism's war on America and individual sovereignty. Linda believes the future of our nation requires reviving individualism, restoring mediocrity, and teaching critical thinking skills to children again. She must have been objective to maybe what they were doing, huh? And teaching critical thinking skills to children again. Her illustrated children's book series, Mimi Strategy, offers youngsters new and exciting ways of solving their problems and having their needs met. Mrs. Goudsmith believes that learning to think strategically rather than reacting emotionally is a valuable skill that will empower any child throughout his or her life. Plus, in Linda's words, I have yet to meet the child who would prefer a reprimand to a kiss. How you like that? I'm going to go back to the top where I first saw that I first saw that red mathematic and culture war on America. I'm going to click on that to see. So the mathematics of culture war on America. Kurt Lewin, the 20th century German-American psychologist, all these damn psychologists, huh? Is recognized as the founder of the social psychology, the study of how the personality, attitudes, motivations, and behavior of the individual influences and is influenced by the group. So Lewin studied group dynamics and organizational development and challenged the prevailing nature versus nurture, a quote-unquote, debate on behavior. Departing from conventional, because it makes me think nature versus nurture. It kind of, well, that's something else. But departing from conventional psychological theory, he developed a mathematical equation of behavior which claimed that an individual's immediate situation, not necessarily past influences, was a strong determinant of behavior. Let's see. Lewin's equation B equals F in parentheses P dot E dot contends that behavior is a function of the person and his environment, what he called the person's, quote, life space, unquote, or quote-unquote field. Lewin theorized that neither nature nor nurture was enough to explain an individual's behavior, that it was the interaction between the individual and his constantly changing environment that produced the result, which you can look at. It's awful funny that they use a psychologist in this ever-changing environment that produced the result, and they use science in weather changing, as we know today, right? But they taking ever-changing. You notice how they ever-changing things. And I also have an example of a book that this guy wrote. He's a professor. And, you know, how we listen to them or something to that effect, he wrote. It's how, like, to the relevance of this right here, that, you know, like, everything changing all the time. You know, we look at, okay, the Kansas City thing with the just shooting that just happened. You see, we listen to them, you know, constantly with everything that's changing, everything that the newest thing, you know, Kansas City winning the Super Bowl, you know, this or that. It's just constant changing. And now we got a psychologist of back then is saying that this is how they're able to look at the environment that produces the result. You know, so it's everything time that's changing. Or this movie star, I heard that Jennifer Lopez is retiring now or something. So I didn't click on it, but I'm just saying that people love Jennifer. They're going to go listen to that. You know, it's just whatever they can grab your attention with, that's something that's new or this and that, or somebody running naked across the lawn, or, you know, it's just like whatever, you know, this thing, that thing, you know. And that's what produces the result. TikTok, you know, got people's attention with all of that. You know, this and that and the other, huh? Which produces the result. So there are fields and vectors in mathematics. Force field analysis examines all the factors slash forces and or forces that influence a person or group's behavior. Lewin believed that a person's behavior exists as a function of his total field and our environment. Life space, which is dynamic and constantly changing. It is the psychological equivalent of the famous Heraclitus quote. Heraclitus quote. Quote, no man steps in the same river twice, unquote. whatever that means. Lewin introduced the concept of gen identity, quote unquote. May go check and see what that force field analysis kind of gets my attention too. But anyway, gen identity, quote unquote, defined as identity through and over time. Okay. Defined as identity through and over time. It's like Yuval Harari, huh? Yuval Harari said that we're all hackable, right? So that's why I was saying earlier that they stacked that social media against us and tried to build some kind of case that they know who we are. Why you gotta sit back and be wondering what people's business? You gotta be all up in people's business like that. Create a social media so you can get all in people's business. Do we ask what your grandmother or your mama or your mom or your fine ass aunt that with a big booty? Do we come digging in your business that a Klaus Schwab, any of your relatives, you know, do we come wanting to dig in your damn business? You know, it's just like they create social media for that. This is, man, why do they have time to, man, they should go sit by the freaking ocean or something and bring a coloring book and enjoy life. What the freak are you doing sitting back worrying about some way somebody's living? I mean, what the freak is that? That sounds like they got some psychological problem, doesn't it, to you all? I mean, these people done lost their jump. Man, the freak, I don't think they have, the elevator goes to the top floor, if you ask me. I mean, to sit back and want to know, worrying about somebody stacking, I mean, I can see if you were causing harm upon society. But, I mean, most people are showing you their damn pets and taking family photos or selfies or dancing in the street or in a freaking Mardi Gras parade or here in Louisiana. We just had Mardi Gras just passed. You know, people were just, people on the floats were showing people in the crowd. And, you know, boy, I tell you, if these suckers ever came down south and went to a Mardi Gras parade, they probably couldn't even handle themselves. They'd be like, where the crawfish at, man? Can you give me some of the... Wait a minute. Where'd you adopt that kind of speak from? Man, you became Cajun or something? What the hell? They'd be giving me some of the crawfish, man. We'd be... Oh, boy. I'd be like, wait a minute, Yuval. Man, you're supposed to be some kind of dude from another country, man. What you talking about? You eat... Wait a minute. You eat Z bugs. Oh, man, when we done had to turn them jokers in, man, he'd be asking for some damn cover or some overalls or something next. Man, look at getting some flip-flops. That joker might want to stay a while. Or some Crocs. Get him some Crocs. Get that boy a plate of freaking gumbo. Oh, he'd be hooked. They both be hooked. They want to stay a while. Man, don't bring them no cornbread and biscuits or some of them greens. Man, the jokers, they'd be like, oh, no, man, we can't. You know, it's like, Klaus, we can't go back, man. We can't go back. So, Yes, it is. Scott Lewin introduced the concept of gen identity, gen identity, quote unquote, defined as identity through and over time. Since no two lives have the same life, experience. No two lives can be living in the same reality. This multiple reality construct denies an objective reality and embraces reality as a subjective perpetual phenomenon. Consider this example. A man is walking down the street singing doo-wah-dee-dee-doo-dee-dum-doo-dee-dum. That's just two feathers injecting that. But I consider this example. A man is walking down the street. There are four people nearby. The first person says there is a man walking down the street. The second person says there is a person walking down the street. The third person says, I'm not sure who is walking down the street. The fourth person says there is a woman walking down the street. The objective reality is that a man is walking down the street regardless of what the observer's perceptions are. Objective reality is rooted in facts and exists independent of the perceptions of those facts. Subjective reality tolerates conflicting realities because it is rooted in perceptions and informed by opinions. The consequence, of course, is that societal acceptance of multiple realities ultimately creates chaos because there is no agreement regarding what is real. See that? So the culture war on America embraces subjective reality. It is a weapon of destabilization in the information war. In mathematics, topology is defined as the study of geometric properties and spatial, S-P-A-T-I-A-L, spatial. All right, study of geometric properties and spatial relations that are unaffected by the continuous changes of shapes, of shape or sizes of figures. A circle can be stretched into a triangle and still retain its properties. Topology is sometimes called rubber sheet geometry because it does not distinguish between a circle and a square. Topological spaces are the spaces studied in topology. Lewin believed the individual's field can be expressed as a geometrical topological construct, like the circle stretching into a triangle and then reshaping into a rectangle as that individual's environment changes. He developed a theory of behavior, topological psychology, utilizing physiological and mathematical concepts. Topological psychology focuses on group communication, group dynamics, that's typological, and social psychology rather than individual psychology. His work was foundational in the development of group psychology and what we now identify as Orwellian groupthink. See how all of this stuff comes together? And there it is, freaking Orwellian groupthink is in the freaking mix. Hang on one. See how that Orwellian mixes in there? And that Orwellian groupthink, huh? How you love that? Sorry about that. I hit the wrong button. Oh, boy. Dang, I hit the wrong freaking button, but I know I only got a few minutes left. But, hold on a second. Oh, man, I tell you, this is some fun stuff. Look, but, man, look, my side hurt. I just had, look, the more we become, I got hit. Look, they tried to cut me off again. Joker boy, he sound too good. Look, they cut me again. Oh, they cut me again, boy, over and over again. They cut the wire, cut the wire. That damn two feathers, he's too active. He's trying to awaken the American people and the people around the world. He's trying to wake them up. We can't have him do that. He's coming too live. He's hot on the wire. Oh, boy. So America has completed the first unfreezing, huh? The J.O. Christian norm, the dismantling individual existing established attitude. A comparison of American life and its reflection in television programming demonstrates the seismic shift and breakdown of established culture norms of behavior. We are now fully engaged in a transitional second phase of change characterized by confusion. I say that they're trying to cause that confusion upon us, huh? Don't want you to know where you're at in your timeline. There you go. So just to reiterate, people are shocked by the changing mores and standards of behavior. Parents are shocked by their children's attitudes and behaviors. Employers are dismayed by employee attitudes and behaviors. College campuses are being overrun by anarchists. There is an awareness that life is different and becoming very unfamiliar. Things seem out of control. Chaotic, yeah, because you see, they don't want you to know people are out of control because they don't know where they're at in their timeline, you see. But you become stable when you come listen to Revolution Radio. When it seems like it's out of control, these people shooting each other at these ball games and all that, man, they don't need to be all of that, man. It's just like, and these are affluent children or kids that's in college, they're out of control, can't control themselves after a game. Man, go home, man. Why are you bringing out guns? It's just like it doesn't need to, but I mean, and then, you know, you get people say, oh, that wasn't real or whatever, whatever the case. It's just they don't need to be all that chaos. They want you in that chaos. Don't you get it? That's what they want. They want the world in chaos. You know, state of confusion. Look. Oh, Lord, there's the music already? Well, guess that's it, folks. I hope you enjoyed yourself tonight. Took away a lot. Because it is a lot to be taken in. You listen to that damn Two Feathers on the Two Feathers Show, baby. Until next time you hear on Two Feathers, I'm bouncing up out of here. Y'all take care. Help out your people with each other wherever you can. I love y'all. I'm out of here. Stay tuned.
Revolution Radio.
Drop the hate, love each other.
She travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and Earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
That things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.